Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are asking for help finding the person they say is responsible for a pattern of robberies throughout the western part of Queens. Our Glenn Shuck is in Astoria. He's got the latest. Glenn.
And Linda, good morning. Nine times we're told now that this same guy has gotten through windows or unlocked doors at homes and apartments in Sunnyside, Woodside, and here in Astoria as well. Now, the total take so far has been about $35,000 in cash and property. So cops obviously want to catch this guy. I spoke with this couple about it.
We live like on the second floor of a house, and it's locked, and we have our separate door, and that's it.
Something never crosses your mind that somebody may actually, you know, this guy's busting through windows. I mean, there's plenty.
We have a dog.
There's our little protection unit right
here. So you have the protection already, right?
Yeah, the dog. She's quite fierce.
Now, when you hear this kind of thing, though, would you take any extra steps or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. You live in New York. It's a big city.
Now, thankfully, so far, nobody's been hurt in these break-ins. We do have new surveillance photo of this suspect that we will put up on our website. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM here at 31st Street in Astoria.
Daniel Penny, the former U.S. Marine charged with manslaughter for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a Manhattan subway train last May, is back in court for a hearing today. A judge recently rejected a request from Penny's lawyers to have the case thrown out. Penny was charged for fatally choking Neely on an F train after prosecutors said Neely had been shouting, acting erratically, making threats, and scaring passengers on the subway car. Penny's attorneys have argued the 25-year-old risked his own life and safety to protect others. If convicted, Penny faces up to 15 years in prison. DOT Commissioner Idonis Rodriguez will be joining local lawmakers and the families of victims to call for Albany to reauthorize the use of red light cameras. City Council member Carmen De La Rosa is one of the officials who will be joining the families of David Fernandez and Joel Adames, two men who died after a speeding car ran a red light in Inwood in 2022. De La Rosa says it's crucial to keep the red light cameras in use.
I know how important it is for these cameras to exist in our community, not only as forms of deterrence, but also to ensure that we are penalizing repeat offenders who continue to flaunt New York City red light cameras and red lights.
The event is being used to call for both renewing and expanding the city's expiring red light camera program. Police are searching for a group of men responsible for stabbing a 20-year-old man in Woodhaven, Queens last Friday afternoon. Investigators say the victim was on 88th Avenue near 85th Street around 3 o'clock when the gang stabbed him multiple times before running away. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. A motive for that attack is not yet known. We have pictures of the suspects at 1010wins.com. Nearly two dozen home health care workers and advocates say they'll go on a hunger strike today to get the city council to pass a bill that bans 24-hour shifts. Jun Chang with the Chinese Staff and Workers Association organized the strike. He tells us that change is long overdue.
We've been organizing against the 24-hour workday for 10 years, right? So, you know, like we don't expect this hunger strike to move them, but we're expecting to bring a lot of kind of like people to this situation.
Advocates say the home health aides are overworked and receive little pay. Opponents of the bill say replacing 24-hour shifts with two 12-hour shifts will double the costs of care. The school board of Manhattan's largest district is expected to vote tonight on a measure to review the guidelines on gender identity in sports. The vote from Community Education Council 2, which covers parts of Lower Manhattan to the Upper East Side, could eventually lead to a ban on transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Gavin Healy is a member of CEC2. He tells us the proposal follows a similar push on Long Island by Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman to ban trans athletes.
I think in both cases, it's really a manufactured controversy. And this isn't an issue in our district at all. And people are very supportive of allowing students to participate based on gender identity.
The resolution, if passed, is non-binding, but is already drawing criticism from the LGBTQ community.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.